This is Allie Botsford reporting live from the internship and job fair in Dewberry Hall. There are employers such as Freddie Mac, GTSI Corporation, iTech US, MetroStar Systems, and the WGMU table is here with free CDs and posters, so come down to Dewberry. I have Lori Hansen from Salem Communications with me today. Lori, how are you?
I'm great, Allie. Thank you.
Thank you for talking with me today. I have a couple of questions. Can you explain to me why exactly you're here today?
Salem Communications, a division of it called Town Hall, which is a news website and magazine, started an internship program 2 years ago, which I started when I started working for the company. And I used to go to job fairs only in like the DC area, like really, really close to the city. And I wasn't finding a lot of students that were interested in our sales and marketing and new media operations interns. They were all interested in our editorial internships. So I wanted to branch out, and I'm an alumni of George Mason, and I thought it would be great for me to come back here because I was a business management major, and I know that there's lots of students looking for internships, especially that are paid, outside of the editorial field.
Well, that's fantastic. Welcome back to Mason. Besides the fact that it's a paid internship, what else is attractive about your organization to students?
It's a lot of younger people in our office. It's very casual, high energy, and fun. And you're going to get some real work experience from working there. I've done an internship where you sit there and surf the internet all day long and make some copies when necessary. I thought it was a waste of time. When I created this intern program, I wanted to give students the opportunity to actually learn something in their major, or maybe not even in their major, in the editorial or in the internship that they took on, so they could go back and use that work experience instead of just learning how to surf the web, which we all know how to do.
Certainly, I definitely know how that feels to go into an internship and be making copies and doing mailings. So that's wonderful. Do you have any tips for students who are coming here to intern today about interviewing or getting a job, or how important is image? Certain things like that.
Well, I know right now a lot of students are probably really nervous, especially with the economy the way that it is. But I would say be yourself. Be your professional self. Image is really important, the way you present yourself. Maybe come prepared knowing what the organization is and having questions. Just be yourself.
Wonderful, Lori. Well, thank you very much for talking with me today. We have free CDs. We have posters here. So please come down to Dewberry Hall. We are right near the elevator, so come check us out. This is Allie Botsford. I have Jessica Lamprin with Peace Corps with me today. How are you, Jessica?
Good, thank you. Thank you for having me.
Thank you for coming. Could you please explain to students exactly what Peace Corps is and what you are looking for in volunteers?
Peace Corps is a 27-month service project. We work in developing countries overseas. So essentially, we're seeking volunteers, such as qualified students, who have skills in areas of environment, business, health, education, agriculture, youth and community development. So as a recruiter, I'm looking for applicants who have skills in these areas. However, I'm also looking for applicants that have a lot of volunteer experience. These countries that we're serving in, we serve in over 70 countries currently with just under 8,000 volunteers in the field. And the countries that we serve in have requested our assistance. So when we go to the countries that we serve in, they want us there. They want us there to help them. So what I do is a skills assessment to see what skills you have and if you fall into any of the categories. And then we place you, according to the skills, into the country that is requesting assistance in that certain field.
Wonderful. So do you have any last-minute tips for anybody trying to get into the Peace Corps, what they could do to maybe improve their chances on getting in?
Peace Corps is extremely competitive right now. We've seen a 16% increase in the last few months, and this is the most competitive it's been in the last 5 years. So I encourage applicants, when they do apply, to write down everything that they've had in their past, such as volunteer experience, internship experience, work experience, what their degree was in, because not only are we looking at the degree that you currently hold, but we're also doing an assessment on your entire life experience. So we really want to get to know you as a person. So skills that you might think are necessarily important, like 3 months of volunteer experience, I encourage you to write that down because that could potentially qualify you for a program.
Wonderful. Well, thank you very much for talking with me today, Jessica.
Thanks.
Ladies and gentlemen, my name is Vinny Ali. Welcome very much to WGM Radio. Today we are at Dewberry Hall at the Career Fair, and I'm talking with, why don't you introduce yourself to us for us?
My name's Austin O'Neill, and I'm a recruiter with ESF Summer Camps.
ESF Summer Camps, that sounds exciting. Now, what kind of people are you looking for?
We are looking for a wide variety of people. We'll accept any major. However, we're specifically targeting psychology, sociology, kinesiology, health, fitness, and anyone who really wants a future working with children.
Now, in your opinion, how important is passion in this business?
It's huge. We are very selective in the candidates that we hire. We'll probably hire interview 1,300 people before the end of June, and we'll hire 500 or 600 people.
That's very good. Now, where are you located? Just to give us an idea.
We have 11 sites from Connecticut down to Maryland. We've been in business for 27 years, and we're specifically here hiring for our brand new Georgetown Prep site in North Bethesda, Maryland.
That's wonderful. Now, what does your company stand for, just so we understand a little bit better?
ESF stands for Education, Sports, and Fun, and that perfectly describes who we are as a company. We create summer camps that are 100% fun, and we kind of sneak the education in there, so kids really don't know they're learning. They feel like they're at summer camp, but really our programs and activities are educational. Like, we might have a project discovery, which they'll learn about floating eggs and different science experiments. We'll do world tour, where they learn about different countries. We bring a gourmet chef to teach them how to cook. We bring a music producer to teach them how to produce music. And then we also have a sports camp, so they're learning all sorts of athletic activities all summer long.
That sounds like quite a fun job. Now, could I be able to do this myself? I mean, it sounds kind of fun, but would I be a counselor if I apply for this job?
Well, it depends. What year are you?
I am a junior right now.
Okay. Yeah, you could potentially be a counselor for us. You could also potentially be a coach. You could also work in our aquatics program. We're always looking for people who are interested in swim instructing and lifeguarding. There are a number of opportunities, but we definitely would want to get to meet you, find out where your passions are, and then place you perfectly within our program.
Now, do you have a website?
We do. www.esfjobs.com. So E, S as in Sam, F as in Frank, camps and or jobs. ESFcamps.com or ESFjobs.com.
That's wonderful. Thank you very much. Now, one more question. Now, you got into this because you have a passion in psychology, yes?
Actually, no, I just have a passion to work with kids. I used to work for ESF when I was in college for 3 summers, and that, I think, just goes to tell you what kind of company this is. I went out to work in the communications business for 5 years and came back to work for them. And I think one of the best things is our professional development. If you come to work for us, we're going to develop you as a team member. We're going to evaluate you twice a summer, and we're going to give you feedback as to how to best work with children and how to improve your skills to become a future educator.
Shaping the world one person at a time. I like the sound of that very much. Now, does your partner have anything to say or add to this? Well, judging by his smile, I think everything has been said that has wanted to be said. Thank you very much for your time. This is WGMU, and you should come down to Dewberry Hall because we got some free stuff for you. We got some posters. We got wraps for your drinks to keep them cool. We got buttons. We got CDs. And we got wonderful jobs, as in this ESF business that... Yes, I'm thinking about actually getting involved with it. So if I could have a card from you guys, that would be fantastic. WGMU, right back at you. My name is Vinny Ali, and we have...
I am Kathleen Bartram.
Hello, Ms. Kathleen. How are you doing today?
I'm doing fine.
Wonderful. Now, what brings you to this job fair today?
Looking for a job.
We got a student over here that wants to look for a job, like most of you other people out there. Now, what is the feel of this job fair today? Do you think that it's a very friendly environment? Tell us what you think.
I'd say it's very accessible, especially since it's smaller than most job fairs I've been to, where it actually opens it up to the general public. So this is for Mason students and Mason alumni, so we're a little bit special here.
That's wonderful. Now, what kind of jobs are you looking for?
I'm looking for federal or nonprofit.
Now, why is that? What is the appeal of a federal or nonprofit job, in your opinion?
Well, there's a bit of a difference. For a federal job, I think there's more job security, and it offers excellent benefits, and there's an ability to move up, so you do know that you can move up. Whereas with a nonprofit, you're hired for a specific position, and whether or not you move up, it's a little bit questionable. And based on this economy, with funding being determined by international bodies, it's not available, so your job may not be either.
Now, of all the booths that you've gone to, which one has seemed the most appealing to you today?
Well, I've only been here for about 10 minutes, but I was interested in a coach associate program. They are looking for analysts, which I've done in a previous job, so I think I'll actually fit. So it's really important to look for fit when you're applying for certain jobs, something where you have experience that relates to the positions that are open.
Wonderful. Now, in your opinion, should people hold out for the better job, or just take what they can to get a foot in the door?
Well, right now, I'd say take what you can, because basically it's just about getting your foot in the door. You can look while you're working, and not only that, you don't know where it's going to lead when it comes to networking.
Networking is very key in the business world nowadays. I was learning about that in work effectiveness skills. Tell me, why did you come to this fair? What was the appeal of this one? Because I want to know, what is it about this one place that made you so excited?
It's really, I mean, it's a resource, and I'm going to use whatever resources are available to me.
You hear that, Mason people? Whenever there's a resource, use it to its fullest, because that's what it's here for. That is some wonderful things that you've told me about. What was your major when you graduated here, just so the audience can understand where you're coming from?
Well, I had a bachelor's in psychology, which is very difficult to look for a job with a four-year degree in psychology, especially if you want to work in that field. So I suggest going back to school, which is what I did. And now I have a master's in forced migration, which is actually connected. I worked in community-based psychosocial programs for children. So, I mean, I see the connection. Hopefully the employers will too.
I'm sure they will. With your bright personality, your go-to attitude, and that gumption you got, going to three different job fairs, some of them not yours. I won't say that anymore, but that's great stuff. I'm really happy that we got to interview you today. Thank you very much.
No problem.
All right. Now, that was Kathleen and WGMU here at outside of Dewberry Hall. You should come down if you want to learn some good jobs that you could change your life forever, because, you know, we're going to go through 4, 5, 7 jobs before we're 30, and this will be a good place to find some structure for where you want to go. And we also got some free stuff out here, and in there, all kinds of free stuff from the peoples. We got buttons, we got CDs, we got raps, we got posters, and there's also a Rock the Video contest, where if you come up with your own music video based on a song that you love with all your heart and all your being, they will actually air it on Mason Cable Network, and you will win a $50 Visa gift card. So I think that goes for alumni, too. If you're alumni out there, or just Mason students that love a good song, make a good music video and send it in to WGMU.com. Thank you very much for your time, people. I'm out of here.